From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Late season snowfall will affect mainly the higher elevations today and this evening, with some light accumulation possibly making it into some of the northern river valleys overnight. Additional snowfall will retreat into the mountains tomorrow morning, with mountain snow and valley rain showers starting to diminish by tomorrow afternoon. A relative lull in the precipitation is expected to last through this mid-afternoon, after which time it will pick up again, first in the south. The brunt of snowfall occurring overnight and tomorrow is expected to take place in the northern mountains and southern greens, with snow totals ranging from 2 to 5 inches, mainly at or above 1,500 feet. Temperatures today and tomorrow will remain well below the seasonal averages, with highs mainly ranging from the mid-30s to lower 40s, and maybe with some of the warmer valleys occasionally scraping into the mid-40s. For the moment, surface low pressure is centered off of the southern New England coast. Its initial round of precipitation affected mainly southern areas this morning, and it has now moved off to our east. But a couple of factors will reinvigorate the precipitation later today and tonight. The first is an upper-level trough that's moving overhead this afternoon. This afternoon, an embedded disturbance will again brush southern Vermont and the surrounding areas, while most of it misses us to the south. But in general, the trough will remain overhead of our entire region through tomorrow, its cold air aloft helping to enhance any rain or snow showers, especially over the higher terrain. For tonight, the surface low that's now off to our southeast will again start to play a role as it gains strength and its counterclockwise circulation reaches back across our region and into the lower Great Lakes. This will bring about an increase in cool and moist northwesterly winds, and those winds will buffet against the west and north-facing slopes, generating snow showers. Any precipitation making it into nearby valleys will be of predominantly rain when the sun is up and predominantly snow at night. By the weekend, change will finally be in the air, slowly at first on Saturday, a little more convincingly on Sunday, and then in earnest on Monday, with sunshine and highs in the 50s and 60s. This will contrast starkly against what so far this month in St. Johnsbury has been the fourth coldest April on record in terms of high temperatures. In terms of the overall average temperatures through yesterday's date, the 18th, this has been the coldest April since 1975. A little more recently, 2007 was the snowiest April in our records, but by the middle of that month, much warmer air came charging in. A repeat performance this year? We're crossing our fingers. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, scattered mountain snow and valley rain showers becoming likely south and in the northern mountains, a trace to 2 inches of daytime accumulation, mainly over high terrain in the south, highs in the mid to upper 30s in the hills, upper 30s to lower 40s in the valleys, north to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, periods of rain and snow changing to snow, 2 to 4 inches over the high terrain, a dusting to 2 inches in northern river valleys and little or no accumulation in southern valleys and in the Champlain Valley. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s, northwest winds 10 to 15. On Friday, mostly cloudy and blustery, snow likely in the northern mountains and southern greens with another 1 to 3 inches, scattered morning snow or afternoon rain showers in the valleys tomorrow, except slight chance of rain showers in New Hampshire south of the White Mountains, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Tomorrow night, any localized evening rain or snow showers ending, then partial clearing, lows from the mid-20s to lower 30s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny south and in northern valleys, gradually decreasing afternoon clouds in the northern mountains, highs on Saturday in the low to mid-40s north and in the 40s to around 50 degrees across the south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.